John, I've got some breaking robot-related news. Got a link literally just half an hour ago before we recorded this. What are the chances? Because we only record this two or three times a year. From our friend Shelley, it's a story on Ars Technica with a headline, "Do not open robots, warns Oregon State amid college food delivery bomb prank." These are those college campus delivery robots that we said weren't robots, and then it turns out people who were involved said they might be a little more autonomous than we thought, and so they might be robots. Anyway, I just want to read, "Bomb threat in Starship," that's the name of the robots, "food delivery robots," reads the post from Oregon State University. "Do not open robots. Avoid all robots until further notice." And then in a follow-up post, they said, "We are remotely isolating robots in a safe location." And later they were put back in service because it was just a prank. I just don't know if you have any feelings about this. I enjoy being told to avoid all robots. We live in an era where somebody can dead seriously say, "Avoid all robots until further notice."
This is kind of a strange phrasing, especially with no other qualifiers. It assumes that you understand that these robots are the kind that can be opened, like that they're essentially containers.
Right.
Right. So not all robots can be opened in that way. Maybe you would see a warning that says, "Do not open robots, no user serviceable parts inside."
Sure.
As in, don't open the robots. That's like dissecting them.
Yeah.
They should remain closed.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it if a robot opened you, would you?
No. I've seen a movie about that.
Not at all. In any way, probably. So do not open robots yet. Do not open food delivery robots. Compartments, I guess they just wanted to cover all bases. Do not open robots.
And sure. They don't, all robots, right? Like, I imagine these are the only robots people would come in contact with. But to be clear about it, just avoid all robots until further notice.
Avoid opening them. I mean, it doesn't say not to be near them. If they
no, it does.
Inside,
it says, do not open robots. Avoid all robots until further notice.
Okay, all right.
But stay away from all robots.
Maybe some kind of perimeter, like, because if there's a bomb inside, like, I just step to the side on the sidewalk? I'm still not safe from the robot bomb.
No, you've got to stay away from the robots. I love that we live in a world where that. So anyway, Oregon State University had a robot scare. But I guess
you can't go
okay.
grocery shopping then either, because that big googly-eyed tall grocery robot's going
to
be there.
Yeah, if you're in Corvallis, if you went to like the Safeway and they had that supermarket robot, really, Oregon State University would suggest that you avoid it.
Yeah, this is a big thing on college campuses, which I learned from one of my kids being in college. They're taking a college course this summer. If you get a college email address these days, you should be prepared for, I mean, setting aside the obvious, like, you know, emails about going to college and everything, if you actually have a college email address, what you get are security alerts and safety alerts constantly.
Endless.
Just constantly. Like, a scary looking bird landed on the quad. Everyone stay away from it.
Sure.
Baby moose, please. We were just on a college tour this weekend, and one of the stories that got told on the tour was that in the security things, they mentioned that there was a baby moose and told everyone, like, don't go near the baby moose because you don't want to mess with nature, blah, blah, blah. But of course, as soon as they sent out an email to the entire student population about a baby moose, everybody showed up to look at the baby moose.
Of course. That's what you
Another
do.
Land-grant university, a phrase I don't think I'd ever heard in my life until this weekend.
Yeah, land-grant university. Now, it's about land-grants, too. I think the idea was that you were taking essentially government property and saying, we're going to set you up to build a university in this space, and it allows them to have the space for a campus and develop part of what was otherwise maybe a not developed part of the state. But it does lead to universities being in faraway places like Corvallis, Oregon, and Pullman, Washington. Or Burlington, Vermont. Yeah, exactly.
It was a long drive. Fair. Although it's fun having say we are a land-grant university right after they do the land acknowledgement. The university was granted this land after we stole it from the Native Americans.
That's right. It's just a shell game. Well, granted, we're granted it, but granted, we also took it. So
we stole it and then we granted it.
Yeah. That's how it works here in the old U.S. of A. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do not open robots until further notice. That's my recommendation.
Robot or not.